Okay, y'all. I know I'm a little late to the party on this. There has been things occurring off the podcast which have delayed the podcast. So thank you for your patience. I love you. I appreciate you. Let's get into Scandoval, the story that never ends. And when I think about it, I was thinking about it right before I started recording this, and I was like, thank God, Tom Sandoval slept with Raquel Rachel Levis. He picked the right one. We are not looking at this story the way that we should. We should be sitting back and thinking to ourselves that Tom Sandoval happened to choose the one woman who would not let this story go. And that, see you next Tuesday, is Miss Rachel Levis, someone who does not seem to have an original thought or think for herself. I do believe that her family or her lawyers told her to sue Tom and Ariana, and she said, okay, sure. Like, she doesn't think for herself at all. And so it's like, can you imagine being with somebody for nearly a decade? Then you decide it's in your best interest to start sleeping with one of their friends, one of your mutual close friends, because your dick isn't getting soft, or sorry, your dick isn't getting wet often enough. You know how DJ James Kennedy kept on saying she was sucking your little willy. You wanted to get your willy wet. You wanted to get your dick wet. You wanted to get your dick wet. That's what Sandoval wanted. He wanted to get his dick wet. And the way that James brings up Sandoval wanting to get his dick wet, it makes me think that Rachel is pretty good at whatever it is that she's doing, right? She got James to put a ring on it. She got Sandoval to be obsessed with her. Sandoval was looking at Rachel like this is his end game. Like, he's so dumb. And so here we are. Sandoval, who cheated on Ariana, picked the one hoe who won't go away. I don't know if you look at it through that lens, like, Rachel, thank you for putting this man through hell. However, Rachel, you are a see you next Tuesday for going after Ariana as well, when you're the one who is a home wrecking whore ass bitch. Okay, so as I reported on, Tom sued Ariana, and within 24 hours, he announced that he is not suing Ariana and that he is firing his lawyer. It's like, it's giving very dumb, right? Like, it's giving that Tom spoke to his lawyer, like, said, okay, go ahead, do your thing, and wasn't fully listening and understanding what his lawyer was proposing. So, what Tom's lawyer was proposing and arguing in suing Ariana, I agree with wholeheartedly. For legal reasons, that is a really great way for Tom to absolve himself from Rachel's lawsuit as far as sharing of revenge porn. The problem with Rachel's lawsuit, though, is that she was filmed against her will. Where is that effing lawsuit? Like, I don't feel like that's a part of Rachel's lawsuit at all. I think this is more about her saying that Tom and Ariana shared her porn, but her masturbation video. But anyways, so I agree with the strategy from Tom's lawyer. However, given who Ariana is and Tom's history with Ariana, like, that's where it was uncalled for, right? But if we were being sued by someone like Rachel, then we would want our lawyer to argue the same way and present a countersuit the same exact way that Tom's lawyer was basically trying to get him out of this lawsuit, make him look like an innocent bystander, even though this is his phone. So the strategy I totally agree with. However, you can't, like, go forward with this type of strategy, considering that everybody hates Tom, everybody loves Ariana, And this is not how you remain employed. Like, Sandoval is horrific with money. He desperately needs to be on Vanderpump Rules. And I heard that he's not even recording his podcast anymore. Let me look that up right now. Let me pause this. Okay, that is a huge yikes. Now, Tom Sandoval, who, I mean, I'm hearing on other podcasts is a complete nightmare to work with. Guess what, y'all? His last episode dropped on April 19th, 3 months later, and he hasn't put out a podcast episode. And this is what I could tell y'all about having a podcast. Podcasting is very lucrative. If you're at Tom's level of fame, you are getting bread for that podcast. And podcasting is an enormous pain in the ass. However, you should be, if you're Tom Sandoval, you should be able to carve out an hour a day, sorry, an hour a week of recording time to put your podcast together. Now, how many hours you put into prepping for your podcast is a totally different story. But if you're Tom Sandoval, you're going to be getting those downloads. Like, look at Rachel Levis. Rachel Levis has her podcast, and I'm sure she's been consistently cranking out the content because it's worth a lot of money. Like, podcasting, like at like a Rachel and a Tom Sandoval level, we are talking about, at minimum, my guesstimate on the very low end is like 15K a week. Why the fuck are you not doing a podcast? Like, Tom Sandoval is straight up a loser. And this whole, I just thought about it right now, what's going on with their house. We'll actually address that in the lawsuit one. But the problem is, like, Tom Sandoval has not left the house and he's kicking and screaming about selling the house because he has tied up so much money into that house. So much. Hasn't he taken out different loans against the house? He's not making money. Vanderpump Rules is on a hiatus. He has to do whatever he can to keep things going with his girlfriends. You know, he's spending a lot of money on that. Like, Tom, like, at the least he could do is keep his podcast going to pay his stupid ass band members $1,000 a day or whatever the hell he says he pays them. So, moving right along, I'm gonna read Tom's post that he put on Instagram 5 days ago. Tom posted late Tuesday afternoon, my attorney Matt Garagos, whose advice I trusted, called me about the cross complaint in the lawsuit against myself and Ariana. He assured me that the action was customary and strictly preventative in these types of lawsuits and urged me to agree to it. The words new lawsuit or suing were not articulated to me. I should have done more of my due diligence on the matter. Upon realizing what this action actually means, I've removed Matt Garagos from my legal team. In no way am I suing Ariana. The action against Ariana brought on my behalf is being removed. I hold no ill will or vindictiveness toward Ariana. Now, by removing both the cross complaint and the attorney who recommended it, I hope to get through this case quickly so that Ariana and I can both finally move on, in all caps, with our lives. End of statement. So, this is the best thing that Sandoval could have done. Taking hours slash less than a day to come out and let the public know that he did not, that he is not suing Ariana, because apparently Schwartz and Sandys and his vet, his maybe Schwartz and Sandys and TomTom, whatever, they were getting completely obliterated in the comments section again. Sandoval is a joke, and I really don't think he should be rewarded by being allowed to remain on Vanderpump Rules. I am so sick and tired of hearing people say that Ariana shouldn't go back to Vanderpump Rules. Ariana should do whatever the fuck she wants to do. And I don't think she should leave the paycheck, such a fat paycheck, for a show that only films for 2.5 months out of the year. Why the hell should she leave that paycheck on the table just because she befriended a home wrecking whore and she unfortunately invested nearly a decade of her life into a fuckboy? I say Ariana needs to stay. Ariana could film from something about her. She could show us whatever the hell she's doing. She's like 2 weeks away from going back on Broadway. I think Ariana returns on August 6th, I think, maybe August 9th. But Ariana has so much going on right now. The show isn't being filmed. Like, she's only going to keep catapulting, like, her rise to fame. She's going to become, like, straight up B-list. Let her come back to the show if she wants to come back to the show. Shut the fuck up with all those people. She shouldn't come back. Let her do whatever the fuck she wants. I really hope Ariana comes back because I feel that if she doesn't, she's allowing Rachel to win. She's allowing Sandoval to win. And I don't like anything about that. Sandoval's the one who needs to get fired, and he needs to get fired immediately. He is sad. He is pathetic. He is not entertaining. Like, we already got everything that we were supposed to get from Tom. We got the painted nails. We got the shitty music. We got the affair. We got how he was bawling over Kristen. We already got all of the theatrics from Sandoval. We don't need any more. Let him keep hopping around on all these other reality shows like all the other has-beens do. Like, now I'm pissed that he's gonna be on Traitors. I love Traitors, and now I'm pissed because, like, I'm so grossed out by this man. It's so, like, he's so gross. Do you guys understand that, like, when Sandoval wants to be done with a woman, he starts complaining about how they're not really having sex, like, just consistently. That's what he's done with Kristen. That's what he did with Ariana. Like, he probably would have done that with Rachel when she, like, got tired of fucking him or whatever. Like, he's just such a loser and so pathetic, and he'd rather cheat. He'd rather end his relationships by cheating. And I'm over him. He's not good looking enough. He's not talented enough. He's certainly not funny enough, not smart enough. Like, it's time to put the whole Tom Sandoval shit to rest already. And honestly, I wouldn't be mad if we got rid of Schwartz too, because the way how Schwartz played Joe, the way how Schwartz had Joe looking a fool. This show, VPR, is way too popular after Scandival, and how many millions of people across America saw Joe looking like so incredibly stupid because Schwartz led her on and then was playing dumb, like, okay, Joseph, yeah, we had magic. Do not say that we had magic if you're not gonna be with me, because Joe sat there thinking that they were gonna rekindle something. Like, I want Sandoval gone, number one, but I also would be totally fine with Schwartz being gone. But I think Katie needs to step, and I do want Lala gone because I'm over her. But I do want Katie to step it up. Like, I want Katie to be dating and not some, like, scrawny weirdo like Satchel. Like, I want Katie to have her hoe season on VPR. So those are my thoughts. This story, it's like, VPR ain't filming right now, but unfortunately, there's so much going on, and I really cannot wait to see what the verdict is on this Rachel lawsuit. What's so devastating for Ariana is she has to, like, think about it. You get cheated on, and it's costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars, more than likely, when all is said and done, because you were cheated on. Because you were cheated on. The girl that your man slept with is suing you. And you gotta pay all these legal fees because you're like, how dare this bitch? I'm not gonna pay her shit. I'm gonna fight this. Like, that is so grimy. I want Rachel to keep her, like, just remain offline, yo. You have a podcast. Don't you dare return to reality TV ever. I don't give a shit who you miss. Like, Rachel's recently said she misses Sheena. Keep missing Sheena. F off, Rachel. And F off, Tom. And Tom, you are also getting your karma allegedly with the woman that you are sleeping with, your girlfriend. Like, you are really getting karma so hard. You screwed over Ariana, you're getting your karma from Rachel, and apparently your new bitch is an absolute controlling, possessive, territorial, unhinged bitch. You are getting it so hard, and I am here for it, but I just do not want to see you return to VPR. And I really hope that you get voted off of the Traitors, like, within the first three episodes. All right, y'all. Talk to you soon. Bye.